You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail. Listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Though the meaning Well, a very good afternoon to you and you and you, wherever you are tuning us from this beautiful afternoon. Yes. It is time for you and I, well, to be in each other's company until the hour of 6 o'clock this afternoon or evening, whichever you see it fit, either it's afternoon or evening. Yes, so we are going to be together in the next 2 hours on this Sunday, right? It is 13 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock. Allow me to thank Tate Naluvanda for keeping you guys company. That is right up until this time where I do take over. So it feels like the month of June has been a bit longer. I don't know if it's just for me or there are others as well out there who have also experienced June to be a little bit longer than expected. And also, I was just talking to someone. Well, let me not say someone. Let me just say I was talking to my dad. I don't know why I want to hide that. But I was talking to my dad not long ago, before my show started. You know, I was calling him to wish him Happy Father's Day and also just to check in. And he told me that it rained yesterday. Apparently, it rained cat and dogs in, I don't know if it's just in Katima Mlilo or other parts of Zambezi as well, experienced winter rain. But apparently, it really rained, you know, cats and dogs. And apparently, it's very cold as I'm speaking to you right now. those who are that side. That's what they are saying. And you know, he couldn't believe when I told him, funny enough, in Windhoek, the cold is really not that severe as to how we know it to be. It's not. I know we were experiencing a cold front, I think since Wednesday, right up until yesterday. And then, yeah, but yesterday it was also not really, chilly or cold. So yeah, I don't think it is going to get cold at all in the capital, probably, in the month of August, because usually that is the month for me that really, really usually feels very cold. I don't know why, but yeah. So how was your weekend? Today is a very special Sunday. It's just not an ordinary Sunday. It is a very special Sunday, you know. It's special in terms of we are celebrating, you know, the male figures in our lives. This is also the time where really there's a fight between baby mamas and baby daddies. I think that is the fun side of today or this particular day. Because we get experience, those sarcastic or dramatic, you know, social media posts where baby mamas are going on attacking. But then I even saw one friend of mine who went on WhatsApp, you know, and went to go write, apparently, Happy Father's Day to me. I laughed so hard. I was like, yo, there's never peace on this particular day. So today is Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. One thing I usually emphasize on is that, you know, you don't really have to have your own biological child to be a father, you know. But I know that you do play the role of a father in some ways. So you are also part of the people who are being celebrated today. So Happy Father's Day to you. I already wished my father Happy Father's Day, you know. I'm just not here preaching about Happy Father's Day when I haven't wished mine, but I actually did that. So Happy Father's Day to all of you, all the male figures, the uncles, you know, the godfathers, that are playing a crucial, crucial role in terms of, you know, raising these kids. Because one thing that I've realized is that it's not a joke when people are talking about raising a child requires a village, or it takes a village to raise a child. So our discussion for today is also centered around this celebration, you know, celebrating the men who shape our lives. So that is also what we are going to get into today. Right. So, yeah, Happy Father's Day. And also let me not forget those who are born today, birthday boys and girlies who are born on the 21st of June. Allow me to wish you happy birthday to you as well. Let's not forget you guys just because it's Father's Day. So happy birthday to you. And I hope you do enjoy this day to the fullest. Right. It is a Sunday. But yeah, go for it. Enjoy. Just don't do anything that is going to exhaust you. In terms of tomorrow, you are not going to be productive for the rest of the week. No. So yeah. I have a few songs that are dedicated to the daddies, you know. And when I talk about daddies, I'm talking about all of the daddies, all of the fathers. Well, maybe that is now sounding a bit out of context when I'm saying daddies. Let me rather say fathers. Yeah. So I have a few songs that I selected for the fathers, three songs. And then we are going to listen to those songs. Then after that, we will come back and then we get into, the conversation. And also before I get to that, last Sunday, I really had a very, I don't want to use the word interesting, but it, let me rather say, I had a very, how do I put this? The English word is really gone. It would be easy if I just said to say it in Selozi. Yeah, I think it would be very easy. So last Sunday was really, it was beautiful, you know. And I think last Sunday was the reminder of why I am at a talk radio station in terms of how much I spoke last Sunday. It was so nice, you know. I even said it on the show that, wow, today I really spoke. I know I played a few songs, but last Sunday was beautiful. It was really humbling in terms of you can still speak, ma'am. If you want to, you can really speak the whole 2 hours. Uncle Buana also kept the conversation going last Sunday. We also had an opportunity to speak to one of the coaches of Brave Warriors, you know. We got to ask him, why is Namibia not at the World Cup? You know, the World Cup is busy. Teams are playing, but Namibia is not there. And he said a few challenges that might have led to Brave Warriors not taking part in this year's World Cup. Yeah, but last Sunday was actually, you know, it was beautiful. It was really beautiful. So let's go for the Father's Day songs, or rather special 3 songs that I selected out for y'all. And I will see you that is on the other side. And do not go anywhere. Yeah, don't go anywhere. We are together.
You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
He was a giant, and I was just a kid. I was always trying to do everything he did. I can still remember every lesson he taught me, growing up, learning how to be like my old man. Was a lion. We were a father's pride, but I was defiant. When he made me walk the line, he knew how to lift me up and when to let me fall. Looking back, he always had a plan. My old man. My old man, feel the callus on his hands and dusty overalls. My old man, now I finally understand. I have a lot to learn from my old man. Now I'm a giant, got a son of my own. He's always trying to go everywhere I go, do the best I can to raise him up the right way, hoping that he someday wants to be like his old man. My old man, trying to fill the boots of my old man. The TV on, the sound turned down, and a bottle of wine. There's pictures of you and I on the walls around me. The way that it was and could have been surrounds me. I'll never get over you walking away. Drunk enough to let go of my pain, to hell with my pride, let it fall like rain from my eyes. Tonight I wanna cry. Would it help if I turned this sad song on? By myself, which sure hit me hard now that you're gone. Or maybe unfold some old yellow lost love letters. It's gonna hurt bad before it gets better, but I'll never get over you by hiding this way. And I thought that being strong meant never losing your self-control. But I'm just drunk enough to let go of my pain, to hell with my pride, let it fall like rain from my eyes. But I'm just drunk enough to let go of my pain, to hell with this pride, let it fall like rain from my eyes. Tonight I wanna cry.
Now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, My father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. 'Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside the door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her even more than me. She loved. I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying to dance with my father again.
Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
Well, that was sounds of Luther Vandross with Dance with My Father. We are now 27 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. Well, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Just always know that you are loved and you are appreciated. So as the world celebrates Father's Day, this special show for today, we are going to talk about, you know, the role fathers as well as father figures play in families and communities. You know, fathers are often the first teachers. You know, they are often the first protectors as well as mentors and role models in a child's life. So their guidance, support, and presence can have a lasting impact on children's emotional well-being, confidence, and also future success. So this is what we are going to be diving in today. Well, we all know that fathers as well as father figures, you know, play a very crucial role in a child's life, you know. And we have heard stories about children who grew up without their fathers, how they can turn up in life or how they turned up in life. And it's usually nothing positive. So we are going to talk about, you know, the importance of fathers in our lives, the importance on fathers when it comes to shaping our lives. They are important beings, that's for sure. So fathers play an irreplaceable role in our lives, you know. They provide a unique balance of emotional security. They also, you know, provide a unique balance of security, emotional security, discipline, as well as identity building. They act as foundational pillars who shape our character. They also influence how we build future relationships. It also gives us the confidence to navigate the world. So when we talk about emotional security and confidence, we talk about the fact that a supportive father gives children a strong sense of safety and inner worth, you know, by validating their feelings and encouraging them, because fathers build a child's self-confidence. And they also help them grow into resilient individuals capable of handling life's challenges. So when we talk about emotional security and confidence, this is something that I've heard from a lot of those who grew up with their fathers. You know, they would relate in sense of, I am like this because of my father. You know, I wouldn't stand for an abusive man because my father was never abusive towards my mom. Or I would never stand for an abusive man because my father was never abusive to me. So when we talk about emotional security and confidence, we are talking about that line of thinking and belief, you know. Because you as a child, you grow up with this self-confidence in terms of being a resilient individual, you know. And when we talk about resilient individuals, we talk about having the capability of handling any challenges that you come across in your life. Because you grew up with your father, you saw your father struggling, you saw how resilient your father was or your father is. This can also lead you to become a very resilient individual who will also tell yourself that, you know, my father, survived this, you know. My father had to do this for us. My father survived A, B, and C for us. So that also plays a role in helping you grow into a very resilient individual. So emotional security and confidence, well, this is a fundamental importance of a father. And it is a very important key that is identified in terms of recognizing what character does a father play in a child's life. So fathers are important because, you know, they play a very irreplaceable role in our lives in terms of making sure that emotionally we are secure and also we have confidence. You know, a friend of mine was making fun, I think it was last week, when she was making fun at how she is so capable of changing a tire, a flat tire. You know, she went on to narrating the story of how her father was able, you know, to teach her as a girl child how to change a tire, you know, how to change a flat tire or just how to change a tire on the car, you know, and she didn't understand. Does this man know that I'm a girl child? You know, why is he doing this? Why is he teaching me something that has nothing to do with me? But then she explained that she didn't understand that when it took place, you know. She didn't understand that. But then now that she's an adult of her own and probably going to own her own car, you know, one of the good days, it probably took her back in the sense of, you know, my father taught me how to change a tire. And what he was teaching me was, you know, to be self-reliant. You know, I shouldn't be relying on the boy child, as we are taught in most of our societies, most of our communities. We are taught that there are certain things that a man, a boy child has to do or has to learn to do. And also there are things a girl child has to learn to do that a boy child cannot do. So that was a good moment to reflect as a girl child who grew up with a father who taught her to be self-reliant or self-sufficient, if I have to put it in that manner. So this is why fathers are very important in our life, because they make sure that emotionally we are secured and we also have confidence. You know, they also contribute to behavioral boundaries and also values. While often seen as the rule setters in a family, we all know that fathers don't have time for nonsense. They don't. Fathers don't have time for nonsense. We know that. If your mother lets you to do certain things that are not good or that are considered not good behavior, you will also know that I'm doing this because my father is not around. The moment my father walks into that door, I cannot do this in his presence. So we all know that fathers are seen as rule setters in a family. You know, so fathers are very critical in helping children understand accountability and also structure. So this gentle balance of discipline and love, it teaches children right from wrong. So the importance of integrity and how to respect the boundaries of others. Yeah, fathers are totally different from mothers. You know, mothers usually have a soft spot. Mothers would usually let a child go on with doing bad behaviors or wrong things for a certain period of time before they probably reprimand the child. Even the reprimanding methods that a mother would use on a child, totally different from how a father would reprimand the child. So fathers help with behavioral boundaries and also values, because we all know that fathers are role setters in a family. You know, this is why they are always there on top of the tree. This is why they are the only person allowed to eat two or more pieces of meat in the household, because they are there on top of the chain or the tree. So another importance is relationship models, you know. How a father treats his family and interacts with his children serves as a primary template for future relationships, you know. Children often look to their fathers to learn what to expect from romantic partners, from friendship, and also authority figures, shaping their own social skills and emotional intelligence. You know, I mentioned earlier on that we will be going on a break in 2 minutes time, just in case it plays before I realize that it's now playing and we have to go for a break. So I mentioned the fact that, you know, fathers play a very crucial role in terms of how a child turns out in the near future, you know, as an adult. Let me just start from being a teen. As a teen, their 20s, 30s, upwards. And usually you will see the effect of an absent father. It's going to be there on the child or on the children. Usually you will also see if the father was abusive, how the trauma of coming from an abusive family where the father was so abusive, those children, how they turn out as adults. So a father is very important in terms of relationship models, because if your father, you know, was never abusive in the household, treated your mother like the queen that she is, and you guys, you were prince and princesses in the household, this stays at the back of your mind in terms of, this is how a marriage or a romantic relationship should be. So the moment you realize that no man, the way this man talks to me, not even my father who gave birth to me, would talk to me in this manner. Quickly, you will realize that no, this relationship is not the one that I should be in. Okay, so we are going for a break and we'll come continue shortly. Do not go anywhere.
Join us for the Ehangano Concert Volume 2 with Ali Tobias. Experience an unforgettable evening featuring songs from her latest album, A Bilo, performed live with the full band. Special guest appearances by Tate Buti, DA, Paige, and One Accord. All proceeds from the event will go towards supporting the Our Lady Orphanage. The event takes place on 4 July 2026 at the National Theatre of Namibia. Tickets are available on Web Tickets Namibia for 450 Namibian dollars. Don't miss this powerful night of music, inspiration, and giving back. Ehangano Concert Volume 2. See you there.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu batatu omafelane Eagle FM. The eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
And of course, we continue as we honor, you know, the fathers, the grandfathers, the stepfathers, the uncles, mentors, you know, father figures who have helped shape our lives. Whether it's through words of wisdom, acts of sacrifice, or simply being present, you know, fathers play an important role in building strong families and also communities. So before we went on the ad break, we were looking at why fathers are important in our life. Yes, why are fathers important in our lives? So far we have looked at they are important because they help in terms of shaping us emotionally and also making sure that we are confident. Because a child that grows with the father, usually this is a father who helps a child grow into a resilient individual, helps this child to become emotionally secure and also become a very confident person in themselves. We have also looked at behavioral boundaries and values that are also usually shaped by a father. And also relationship models. This is where I was at before we went on the ad break. You know, I was saying that if your father, you know, was the king in the house where you grew up in, and he treated your mother as the queen, you guys and your siblings, you were princesses and you were prince, that stays with you wherever you go. So if you have to meet somebody who is abusive, someone who is mistreating you, someone who's taking advantage of you, it's easy for you to identify, you know, and say, no, 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 no. You know, my father would never do this to my mother or to us as his children. So I'm not going to stand for this relationship. I am leaving. I am going to move forward. And there is something that relates to women who, people, both males and both females, who stay in abusive relationships or friendships. And usually this thing is related to, you know, either the fathers were really present fathers or where they were absent fathers, you know. I've also had something you know, young women who date older men who are even probably older than their fathers. This relates to having daddy issues. Yeah, that's the word that is usually used. Let me ask Uncle quickly. Daddy issues. Yes. So it's usually described as daddy issues. So daddy issues is a colloquial term for the psychological and emotional challenges such as low self-worth, you know, trust issues and intense need for approval that stem from an absent, abusive, or neglectful relationship with a father figure during childhood. So I've also heard that, you know, people or kids, let me not even say people, kids who actually experience, you know, absent fathers or abusive father figures, and also fathers who are just neglecting the relationship with their kids. It leads to, you know, problems such as relationship and attachment styles. You know, they start developing an anxious or avoidant attachment style, which leads to either clinging tightly to partners out of a fear of abandonment or pushing them away to avoid vulnerability, you know. So it's a lot, but we are not talking about daddy issues today. We are talking about the importance, the important role that fathers play in our lives. So it is important that fathers really, really make sure that they are present in their children's lives, and not just present, but also make sure that they really play a role in helping to shape that child's life, so that wherever they end up in the near future as an adult, it's easy for them, you know, to pinpoint to say, here, I shouldn't be here. Here, I'm not wanted. Here, I'm not needed. Here, I'm not loved, because this was not going to happen in my own home. There's a word that they usually like to use on social media in terms of, I am loved at home. That is in relation to what we are talking about now, that if you know very well that you are treated very well at home, you are cared for, you are loved, there is no way you are going to allow anybody out there, you know, just to take care, to take advantage of you, because you know where you are coming from, you are loved. The last but not least, when we are talking about the importance of fathers in our life, is that fathers often encourage children to explore, you know, to take safe risks and also develop problem-solving skills. So fathers encourage and also they give a worldview, right? So their perspective often introduces children to the broader world, helping them build practical skills, you know, independence, and also the motivation to achieve personal goals, you know. Father, it's true, you know. Usually, even though it took a while for me, you know, to get to a place where I really am open with my dad and, you know, share whatever it is that I want to share, because I was very reserved. You know, growing up, I was very reserved. I felt like, I don't think I can have certain conversations with this man. But now where I am, to be honest, if I have to find myself in any trouble, you know, or I feel like probably I'm not navigating well, or I'm unsure of how I'm navigating something or, you know, someone, I will definitely pick up the phone and call my dad, you know, and I will tell him, I need your view on this. Or probably I just need you to encourage me in this thing, you know. It's either he's going to be very honest with me in terms of, I do not encourage you to do that and help me see another view that I couldn't see on my own. Or he is going to encourage me and say, yes, you are actually on the right path on what you are doing. So it is very, very important to have a father really in your life, whether it's just a father figure, it can be a grandfather, it can be an uncle, it can be a stepfather, or just a mentor. You know, it's actually a lovely thing, you know. Usually as children, we don't see the impact of how we are growing or the impact that our childhood has on our adulthood, you know. We only get to realize when we are at this end, then you realize, yo, certain things are things that has really led me to who I am today. So it is 5 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. Yes, today is Father's Day, and we are really talking about, you know, the importance of fathers in our life. But we are going on a musical break. We will continue on the other side with our conversation. Do not go anywhere. Right? So here is Michael Jackson. Well, on this one that sings about. I forgot what I wanted to sing. Yeah. Okay, here's the song. No. I wanted to sing the part where he says, if this town is just an apple, well, then let me take a bite. Ooh, my voice.
Why does he do it that way? If they say why,
now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Well, that was Adele with Easy on Me, bringing us exactly at 4 past the hour of 5 o'clock. Well, we continue the conversation where we appreciate the men who shape our lives, because today we are celebrating our fathers. We are celebrating the uncles, you know, the mentors, the stepfathers who continue playing a huge role on how children are being raised and how these children grow up and become adults, you know. So now let's talk about what challenges do modern fathers face in balancing, you know, work and family, because obviously life now is not easy at all. We all know that modern fathers. Yes, we all know that modern fathers are struggling with work-family balance due to the blending of home and also workplace, you know, unrelenting 24/7 labor demands and also a lot of other you know, things such as the lack of separation, which often leads to high occupational stress, guilt when taking time off, and also other difficulties. So the first one that we would say is a challenge for modern fathers that they face in balancing work and home life is that because the family is typically at home, you know. Pardon me, let's quickly go on a break. We'll come continue shortly.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, let's continue. So we all know that modern fathers, they do face, or let me say some modern fathers face difficulty or challenges when balancing work and family, because we know that fathers do play an important role as being the leader of the family or of the household. So you will find that other fathers, probably their work is very far from where their family live. You know, I'll give you an example of maybe the family is in Zambezi and the father is here in Windhoek. And the reason is because maybe it's work, you know, and maybe the wife decided to stay back in Zambezi because they do not want to move the kids to a new environment. They are used to that environment. So they are like, you know what? We will see each other when we can see each other. So this is a challenge that a modern father will face in terms of now having to spend time with their children, having to play a crucial role when it comes to their children's lives, when it comes to, you know, teaching these children the important things about life. So that is something that can also be a challenge to a modern father, right? Being separated from their children because of other things such as work. We also find fathers who have jobs that really take them away from home for quite some time. Jobs such as probably being a fisher at sea, whereas they are gone for almost 2 or 3 months, they are gone at sea. And when they come out, they just come out for a month. And then after a month, they have to go back into the water where they are gone for 2 months or 3 weeks. That can also be a challenge because they cannot balance the work and family life. And they, unfortunately, there's nothing they can do. They cannot say that, okay, I'm going to stay a month at sea and then a month at home like that. No. If it's 2, 3 months at sea, 1 month at home, that's it. There's nothing you can do about it. So that can also be a challenge in terms of the absence of the father can affect how those children grow up and how they turn out as adults. So it's so many challenges that modern fathers would face in terms of balancing work and family. But what I would encourage is that please do your best, you know. If you are faced with challenges and there is really nothing you can do about it, find other ways to be present, you know. I know that people who go at sea now, they do have internet, whereas you can be communicating with your kids, you know. Smart people have made our life very easy. You can be in America and I'm here, but we can still maintain a relationship where we communicate on a daily basis. So fathers who are facing challenges in balancing work and family can find ways to navigate these challenges, you know, just check in. Now you can even do homework with your kids over a video call, you know. The kids are on the other side. You are on the other side. You guys are doing homework together. That is bonding. Sometimes you can even just check in with the kids. How are you today? What happened today? Is there anything you'd like to share with daddy? You know, not just do something to try and navigate the problem. Luckily, we live in an era where challenges, we can always navigate through these challenges. So now, how can us as children and family members, you know, show appreciation beyond Father's Day? Because some of us, I'm sure today we went on social media, we went to go post, Happy Father's Day to my father or Happy Father's Day to my daddy. But you never even took time to type that same message and send it to your father. You did not. But social media, you are there, you are posting, Happy Father's Day to my father. I love him so much, or whatever you would like to say, whatever you went on and said on social media. But when it comes to, you know, telling these things to that man, you are not doing it. So how can we as children and family members show appreciation beyond Father's Day? Because it's not only on Father's Day. It's not only on Father's Day where we have to simply show appreciations to our fathers. No. And I think, like I said, you know, I didn't have a very close relationship with my dad back then. I only became really close with him a few years back. It's not long back. Whereas now I appreciate him on a daily basis. I don't wait for special moments, you know, to try and show appreciation to him. No, I don't do that. You know, now I show appreciation every now and then. Whether it's every 2 days, every 3 other days, I communicate with him, you know, we talk. He updates me at the village about the village life. I update him about city life, you know, such things. Sometimes when I miss him, I'll tell him, I miss you so much. I wish I could come, you know, and visit, just showing appreciation. So families can show daily appreciation by integrating small acts of gratitude, you know. You can start by writing thank you notes, you know. You can just start by saying thank you, you know. Thank you for everyday chores. And thank you for giving undivided attention, you know, by turning love and acts of service into year-round habits. So families build stronger bonds. So beyond a single holiday, beyond one day, you know, we as family members, we as children, we can show appreciation through practical daily actions. You know, routine verbal gratitude can make it a habit to voice things like thank you for small things, you know. If you know that your father really goes out of the way, or he went out of the way for you to be where you are, it does not take anything from you just to show the verbal gratitude in just reminding him, you know what, I might not be showing you how thankful or how much I appreciate what you've done for me to be here where I am, but thank you. You know, quality time over gifts. I usually say this, that people don't understand how expensive time is. And it's really sad when people really don't appreciate time because they want material things, you know. Because I believe that time is the most precious gift that you can ever gift anybody. You know, so you can also try to show appreciation to your father by planning regular outings, you know, doing things that show love. You know, you could take your father out for lunch. You could take your father out on holiday or weekend or anything just to show appreciation. You know, there's something that I promised my father. And I told him to pray on it so that when it sees the light of day, I will do as I said. So, yeah, I'm still looking forward to that. Me and him know the promise that I made to him. But, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that. So you can also do surprise acts of service. You know, you could ask him what he would like you to do. Maybe he wants you to do his laundry. Maybe he wants you to cook something. Or maybe he wants you to fix something, you know, just ask. Sometimes just ask, is there something that you'd like me, you know, to do? And also listen, active listening, you know, is also something that you can do. And I've realized that the older our parents become, the younger they are also becoming, you know. And I've also realized that sometimes your father might want to have a conversation with you, but maybe he has a feeling of, maybe he's not, this one is not going to listen to me. So sometimes you can just give attention. And then when they start speaking to you, you must listen, you know, show them that their thoughts, show them that their feelings are actually valid. And that's very important. So let's not wait for Father's Day to come for us to show appreciation. I'm sure a lot of fathers today were spoiled, hey? Today, a lot of fathers, I'm sure, were posted on social media. They were spoiled. They were gifted. All of these things. But then, let's make what we are doing today a habit. You can do it once in a month, once in a week, once every 2 weeks, here and there, depending on how you can do it. Let's do that. It is 18 past the hour of 5. Let's go to another music break and we'll come continue shortly.
I haven't ever really found a place that I call home. I never stick around quite long enough to make it. I apologize once again, I'm not in love. But it's not as if I mind that your heart ain't exactly breaking. It's just a thought, only a thought. But if my love is for rent and I don't learn to buy, well, I deserve nothing more than I get, 'cause nothing I have is truly mine. I always thought that I would love to live by the sea, to travel the world alone, more simply. I have no idea what's happened to that dream, but there's really nothing left here to stop me. It's just a thought, only a thought. If my life is for rent and I don't, nothing more than I get, 'cause nothing I have is truly mine. If my life is for rent and I don't want to buy, well, I just earn nothing more than I get, 'cause nothing I have and I don't learn to buy. Well, I deserve nothing more than I get, 'cause nothing I have is truly mine. And if my life is for rent and I don't learn to buy, well, I deserve nothing more than I get, 'cause nothing I nothing I have is truly mine. Nothing I have is truly mine.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. Strong, I look to you. I look to you. Yeah. And when melodies are gone and you hear a song, I look to you. Fighting left, sinking to rise no more, searching for that open door. And every road that I've taken led to my regret, and I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Nothing to do but
are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Is I ever changing time? I see that clock up on the wall, but it don't bother me at all. Is I ever changing time? And be ever changing time? Everything is going so it seems like I'm watching my life and everything I do, wondering if the dreams that I believed in can still come true. Caught in between, it comes back to you and me.
Aretha Franklin as well as Michael McDonald, Ever Changing Times, are bringing us at half past the hour of 5 o'clock. Well, in half an hour, I will be saying my lovely goodbyes to you. So let's look at 25 facts on the importance of fathers. Well, this one is on the gospelcoalition.org. So In scripture, the word Father is found more than 1100 times or 1100 times. Yet in America, it's become increasingly harder to find a father in the home. So according to the U.S. Census Bureau, 24 million children in America, one out of three children now live in a home which the biological father is absent. So increasing father involvement in their children's lives is one of the most important ways to address material and spiritual poverty in this country. So one way we can do that is to reiterate the importance of fathers and the difference their presence makes, right? So here are the 25 facts from social science research on the effects of having a father in the home. The first one is that children living with fathers in the home tend to fare better on cognitive achievement and also behavioral outcomes. The second one is that adolescents living in intact families tend to report closer relationships with their fathers. The third fact is that among urban fathers, those who frequently attend religious services tend to be more engaged with their children. The fourth fact is that close relationships between adolescents and their fathers are positively associated with adolescents' psychological well-being. The fifth fact is that adolescents with more involved fathers tend to exhibit lower levels of behavioral problems, right? And the following fact is that adolescents who report having more positive relationships with their fathers are less likely to engage in delinquency. The following fact is that adolescents who report having more positive relationship with their fathers are less likely to abuse substances. And the following fact is that individuals whose fathers showed more involvement in their lives early on tend to attain higher levels of education. And the following fact is that growing up without a father appears to be associated with greater likelihood of incarceration later in life. And the following fact is that father's religion is linked to higher quality of parent-child relationships. The following fact is that fathers' engagement in their children's activities was linked to higher academic performance. And the following one is that among adolescent girls, those who have a strong relationship with their fathers are less likely to report experiencing depression. And the next fact is that close father-adolescent bonds protect against the negative influence of peer drug use. And the 14th fact is that adolescent girls who have a close relationship with their fathers are more likely to delay sexual activity. And the following fact is that adolescent girls whose fathers were present during their childhood are less likely to become pregnant. Adolescent males who report a close relationship with their fathers are more likely to anticipate having a stable marriage in the future. And the 17th fact says men who become fathers outside of marriage are more likely to be poor. Okay. And the 18th fact says fathers of intact families spend on average more time with their children. The 19th fact says that children raised in intact families by happily married parents tend to be more religious in adulthood. That children raised in intact families by happily married parents tend to be more religious in adulthood. And the 20th fact is that children raised in intact families are more likely to have stable and healthy romantic relationships as adults. The next fact is that intact families are more likely to provide a safe home for children. And the following one is that adolescent girls who have never lived apart from their parents are less likely to report sexual abuse than those who have. Girls who experience a parental separation during childhood are more likely to engage in early sexual activity. 24th, among teenage boys, those from intact families with frequent religious attendance average the fewest sexual partners. And the last but not least, children in father-absent homes are almost four times more likely to be poor. So fathers are important figures in a child's life because so many things can go wrong when a father is not present in their child's life, unfortunately. You know. So fathers are very important figures in a child's life. Can be a father, it can be a stepfather. I mean, it can be a biological father, it can be a stepfather, an uncle, you know, a godfather. But what I'm saying is that fathers are important figures in children's lives. Because so many research have found that when fathers are not present, a lot of things usually go wrong for those children, you know. So it is 23 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. Here is Rihanna with Diamonds.
You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Find light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, we're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. I knew there would become one right away. Oh, right away. At first sight, I felt the energy of some revenge. I saw the life inside you. So to the universe as we moonshine and Mali, feel the warmth will never die. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see, a vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. At first sight I felt the energy of some revenge. I saw the
like a diamond, shine bright like a diamond, shine bright like a diamond, so shine bright tonight, you and I, we're
You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipuranenge leo wapubwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete opoe ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihoetike kovano hile koshiwana. Ononge shefa ya pumbo kukaraya kufanu. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu kwa ndado ilinawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake nge shefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushe ndife nawa nukumona oijabu ilinawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa mura etatu natu bali o etatu batatu o mafilane Eagle FM. The Eye.
Show the world and all its people all the wonders love can bring. Give us strength and understanding. Give us all one song to sing. Let the music play. Play it loud and make it clear. It's time to stand up to a new world that is now so near. All the walls are falling down. No more children off to war. If we search in our hearts, all this suffering will be no more.
Love, all love. Lionel Richie bringing us at 9 minutes to the hour. of 6 o'clock, and I see our time together is actually coming to an end, you know, on this Sunday, which is Father's Day. Like I said at the beginning of this show, that happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, whether you are biologically someone's father or a father to a number of children, whether you are a stepfather or whether you are an uncle, whether you are a mentor or a godfather, as long as you do play a role of a father figure to someone, you know, you are appreciated. I say this on Mother's Day, that on Mother's Day, I also got, you know, Mother's Day wishes. You know, my sister wished me a happy Mother's Day, and she said, you are a present auntie, and, you know, happy Mother's Day to you. I was like, oh, you know, so that was her recognizing me, that you do play a role, even though you are nobody's biological mother, but you do play a role. So it also the same to those who don't have their biological kids today, but you do play roles as a father, in a child's life, in children's lives. So you are really appreciated on this day. And I also mentioned that we need to make it a habit to appreciate you guys more, not just on Father's Day, but we need to appreciate you guys more as well. Every other day, every other week, every other month, and so on and so forth. So this is where I say my lovely, you know, goodbyes. Yes. it's time for me to say bye-bye to you. And till next week is the last Sunday in the month of June, right? Yes. So as we conclude today's Father's Day celebration, let us remember that fatherhood is not only about providing, but it's also about guiding, supporting, teaching, and loving. So to all fathers and father figures, thank you for the sacrifices you make and the impact you have on generations to come. So happy Father's Day. And may we continue to value and strengthen the role of fathers in our families and communities. So until next time, stay safe, stay inspired, and keep celebrating the people who make a difference in your life. From me, Abigail, it is adios. Leaving you with the sounds of the Bangles, Eternal Flame. Close your eyes, give me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Na, na, na. Yeah, I love that song.
Close your eyes, give me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same? Am I only dreaming?
true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful. You wear the sad eyes. Don't be discouraged, no, I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it. The darkness inside you makes you feel so small. And see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful. Oh, like a rainbow. Show me your smile.
Show me your smile.
Don't be unhappy, can't remember when I last saw you laughing. When this world makes you crazy and you're taking all you can bear, just call me up because you know I'll be there. And see your true colors shining through you. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show. Oh, like a rainbow.
True colors shine through. Your true colors.